All right. Fuck, I would love to buy more time, but we have maybe like an 18-minute show here that we get to do. So screw it. We're cutting the intro. Guys, it is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. I've been sick for a couple weeks, hence us missing some shows. My voice is starting to go because I'm sick, and that's fine. Fuck it. The rest of it. We got Pete Maybe over here.
What's up, babies?
Pete, do your goddamn shout-out to JJ.
I'm ready to love somebody.
Oh, there's a real shout-out here. I just wanted to mention JJ on air, a kind YouTube sensation. We have like 190 subscribers on YouTube. I think she's like 18,000. No bullshit. So good for you.
I believe it.
God, I wish I had done YouTube as a kid or fucking iTunes as a kid or anything. But instead I do this in the basement. We have AJ Ataye across from me.
What's up, buddy?
I love you, sir. I love you. Love you more than I've ever loved Oathman. Am I saying that just to spite him because he hasn't been on the show in months? Maybe. But maybe there's only enough room in my heart for one brown man.
Yeah, don't answer that.
Don't put that spite
on
me.
That's rude, yeah.
That was actually, we had the JJ shout out. AJ demanded that as his shout out. He was like, choose between, man. Choose between.
Or me. Who gets the shout out?
Yeah, yeah. And then you forced me to spit on a picture of Oathman, like he was Salman Rushdie.
Oh my God.
You accused him of blasphemy, and then now we're here. Now I'm on team
Fatwa.
Yes, we did Fatwa the musical. It was amazing. We have Howard Flood on the right, who apparently has been keeping up with this season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I love that AJ pulled out Fatwa, and I immediately thought he was doing a Curb reference, and it's like, oh no, AJ's just Muslim. He's actually really talking Fatwa. Like, he really means jihad. All right.
Yeah, that was going on.
Not the fucking old vampire card game from the mid-90s. Sorry, that was a reference for two virgins.
Wow.
And they're both dead. All right, everyone. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there. Every episode we've ever done. We'll give our Twitter handles at the end of, like I said, no bullshit, maybe 35-minute episode. Let me punch up the outline. God, did I lose the fucking outline? I think I did. You guys, talk about shit while I find the outline. Or we can just... We wanted to talk New Year's. I remember
hey
that.
Guys,
it's been
how
forever.
Was your New Year's?
It has been forever.
Speaking of guys I don't hang out with much, how was your New Year's, Howard?
Well, who had a big story? Because the only thing I had a note that happened was...
You got a big story. You got a big baby.
First New Year's and holiday season with my newborn child. So
awesome.
Look at you.
Congratulations, man.
Howard comes.
That's awesome.
It's a tiring experience. The one thing I thought of note to share with you guys was... Me and the wife ended up taking the munchkin to a wine bar, a winery. There's a winery in Fairfax County.
Baby's not too young to drink?
Yeah, no, she was asleep the whole time. A lot of people came by to say, hey, that's kind of crazy. What's your secret to getting a baby to sleep the entire time at the winery?
The wine.
The wine, yeah. The wine and the pills.
Yeah, just fuck up their applesauce.
So, yeah, no, that was the big moment where we ended up going to a wine bar or winery and then... At the bar, we were able to do a tasting, and I took a look around. You know, it's New Year's week, so there's a bunch of people on dates. There's a few families. We weren't the only people with a kid there. And then there's a few single women just hanging out with each other.
Nice.
Easy pickings.
Well, when you're not only with a wife but a baby, what I noticed is that...
Well, one of these hinders you, but the baby helps, man.
No, so that's the weird thing. The baby actually was... Almost like kryptonite for the single women, where
really?
I noticed at a certain point, everybody around me is having a good time, except at the corner of my eye, I look, and I'm like, what's going on with the single ladies? They're just kind of brooding over their wine glass, and I realized, like, oh, I think there's just something about women who are single around New Year's time. I think it's maybe just year-round, but it's worse this time of year, where they see
you're allergic
a couple
to a baby.
With a baby, uh-huh. And it's just like, whatever fun they were having with each other just went out the window, and they ask, oh no, my ovaries are just gonna die.
Because
like, they're just collecting dust.
They realize
and these people,
their entire modern existence is a farce and they're not fulfilling their biological imperative. Sorry, that got dark fast.
No, but I just want to turn to them and say, what? No, do you know, this is terrible. Like, I don't sleep anymore. Like, what do you really think this is gonna be like that you enjoy?
Well, one, they never said that out loud. And two, they might actually be thinking, oh my God, I'm so happy I don't have a baby. And
right
also,
yeah.
I forgot to put my dog in the back room, so he's gonna eat the trash.
I was gonna say it could also be a combination of maybe, like, they either have a baby at home that they're, like, neglecting for that night so they can be out with their girlfriends or do whatever. or the fact that they don't have a baby in, like, the jealousy or the, my God, the shame of not having one while this guy has one kind
or,
of thing.
Or they drowned it, Joy Luck Club style. Sorry. I knew that Chinaman would get that reference.
Is that what that book is about?
I
thought that was about, like, potluck dinners or something.
I remember when that came out, and I thought I was so fucking funny. I was like 14 or 15, and it was like the start of me enjoying quote unquote edgy humor.
I like
so
how he says.
I would just
super fucking funny.
I would just walk in every 5 minutes while my mom watched it on VHS, and I was like, "How's the Joy Ruck Crub?" And I thought that was killer. And then like I sat killer for humor. 8 minutes and just watched like I think Ming-Na like fucking choke a baby in a bathtub. I was like, "You are fucking evil!" And I just walked out of the room. I was like, "Why are we watching this shit?"
It's just New Year's is the time where many people cannot handle being single. What did you do, Jay,
speaking of single, or is that what you're talking about?
Were you upset this year?
Come on, please, I'm hardly single.
Yeah.
Were you diving in on some muff this New Year's Eve? What
was you know what? I didn't. I haven't had any muff in a couple of weeks.
Oh, God! Oh, poor
that's
baby!
Why,
a
that's
couple of weeks!
Why the show hasn't been on in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, state of mourning over here. A couple of weeks.
Exactly, it's really tough for me, guys. Just,
I'm doing the De Niro
please.
Crying because he hasn't gotten pussy in 2 weeks. They whacked Tommy. Fuck you. Continue.
That's a good place. So, what was the question again?
So you were single this New Year's Eve. What was that like for you? Because it can be stressful in the week leading up.
It was actually really stressful leading up to it because I didn't have anyone to go out with. I was invited to a couple parties. I still had no one to go with, and that like I wasn't sure if I was gonna know anybody at any of these parties. So
why don't you just bring your Poon Magnet Corgi? You have the opposite of a baby. You have a fucking corgi.
That's true. That's
chicks
true.
Will literally be like, here's the peanut butter. Bring your corgi. Can your corgi watch us fuck? It'll make me wetter. I love the corgi. Etc.
That's usually once we get established. But after that, it was kind of weird. Like, when I was thinking about going out, I wasn't really sure of it. And I thought, like... I don't know. It was kind of strange, and I ended up going out anyways. But
okay, so you did go out.
Yeah, I did end up going out, and I went out to the Unified Scene Theater owners.
Can we just mention the fact Sean you Lester. Stood up spontaneously? Like, this is the part of the movie where like they've been in the studio for 9 hours, and they're like, why did we bring in Johnny Cash? He's just not recording a hit. And then they're fucking around, and Johnny stands up, and they're like, now, play that one again.
Exactly.
That's the magic.
Yeah. No, because I was, like, halfway falling asleep.
Oh, okay.
All right. Real quick, just kind of funny. Right where we're, like, recording this right now, kind of coincidence on, like, the topic, I guess, I was here for New Year's. I was, like, literally half a block away from here.
Really?
At the Japanese, like, sushi place right there. I have like a thing for New Year's every year. Once a year. It's weird. Nobody else does it, but
we all do New Year's
December 31st at midnight.
You make a little celebration of it.
We have a girlfriend right now, so luckily you
I like
know,
how you slipped that in.
I'm not
for the moment.
For the moment. No, I don't mean it like that. But
not after this show.
Not after she hears this shit.
Yeah.
And one thing, I hate the crowded bar scene. I hate the, like, go try to talk to people. And since I'm not single, like, I avoid that shit like the plague. Like, I want nothing to do with that. So every year, the last couple years for New Year's, we have, like, gone to the quietest fucking, this is, like, the most boring story ever, by the way. There's no, like, great payoff. We go to the quietest bar ever. That's
that's like the subtitle of the show.
That sounds amazing.
Just like no fucking payoff, empty. Actually. Where like just people are sitting around like kind of just keeping to themselves. Like this, the restaurant right there was a, like I said, I forget the name off the top of my head.
Was it Matchbox?
It wasn't Matchbox. It was on the, it was like on the side here. It was next.
He said it was a Japanese place. It was Tight Box.
So. Oh, it was the one that we were supposed to go to.
The little like sushi place over here. Fishbox. And it was just, it was glorious. Like, I sat there and just peace and quiet.
You're really selling it up. You're like, even on New Year's Eve, this place couldn't sell out.
This place was fucking empty.
That's how many mice it has.
And it was just, it was my favorite thing ever. I don't know what it is for New Year's. I avoid the crowd. I don't want to go do the Gaylord. I don't want to go to some fucking convention center in D.C. where you pay.
I do like the Gaylord, though.
The place is nice, but are you going to pay like $70 to go stand with like 200 other assholes at the bar?
I have paid $70 to stay at the Gaylord, and it has been amazing.
Is this like a codename for Kevin Spacey? Or?
No. No. When I do the Music and Gaming Festival, which, by the way, is happening this weekend.
Oh, you're mad.
And sorry for the earlier like non- being on the mic, like my headphones were really effing weird, and I was like, I swear to God, it was putting me to sleep. That's why I stood up super fast.
Oh, because it has the old lady perfume on it.
It's, I think that's exactly what it is. It is like poison legit, ivy bullshit.
Yeah,
in my nose.
Pete, so this studio is more or less all blue hairs. It's like foreign language interest and blue hairs, and then me. Yeah. And Pete's headphones.
Blue hairs, by the way, means old people.
Yeah, exactly. Not Simpsons characters.
Yeah, they don't know that.
And who the fuck don't know blue hairs means old people?
I didn't know that. I kind of put two and two together.
A lot of people, dude.
God.
Read
a Cliff Notes once in a fucking while.
Is that like this distinguished like smell? Like the
smells
like furniture almost. You know what I mean? Like,
no, it smells of grandma's bosom on his headphones.
Oh God, that smells like cigarettes. That might be you.
Yeah,
that's no, in my hand.
It smells like Red Bull and pussy.
That was me.
So you had a quiet evening with your soon-to-be kamikaze girlfriend who doesn't know it's coming, and you revealed that on
it. She has no idea. Okay. And then we went to like another quiet restaurant that a friend of mine has like manages in Old Town, and we just all hung out at the bar, and it was fucking quiet, and it was glorious.
Nice.
I had the best time. I don't know what it is. I think in general, as like I've gotten older, I hate crowds, man. I'll fucking stay away from that shit.
That's aging and autism.
Yeah. That's both. It's a combination.
But no, New Year's is the worst. That's why they call it amateur night, because there's a whole bunch of people who don't stay up late who are extremely dangerous after midnight when they've been drinking.
Dude, I saw... We were like downtown Old Town by the water, and this is Old Town. This is like not even like Arlington or D.C., which is slightly like, you know, upgraded shitty places to go drink. Like, people were getting carried out in stretchers from bars. I saw two ambulances like loading people up who were just like shit faced and like throwing up on themselves. Like it was a show.
Cause I live near Old Town, and I'm telling you, man, most nights, it's empty. It's dead by 10.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a handful of 40 somethings who
bunch
are staying out late
cougars
till 11.
On the prowl.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. I mean, it's definitely the like the recent divorcees who are just trying to scope out each other because they're unfamiliar with the fact that Old Town is slow.
They're in Reston is like where all the recent divorcees go hang out.
Oh.
Those two places, Reston Town Center, like any bar in that area.
Set, dude.
Do you need more pussy, Pete?
Need
more pussy? Fuck. No, like, this is where I feel like the goddamn 99%.
Come with me.
No, like, if you're a real friend, you would just drug one of them.
What do you mean? and then bring
it back to your mom's house?
You would just tag me in. No, you'd call me to your
house.
Hey,
I tagged it. I left it in these woods.
And you'd be like, she's really asleep. Oh, no, you do your thing, and then just give her a narcotic suppository of some sort, and then,
hot.
I'll tap in for 30, 45 seconds, and then it's like nothing happens.
Oh, so I just call you up.
Yeah, just call me up.
All right, that's fine. I'll call you up.
Just fucking call me up.
Oh, Jay, have you taught John the art of buying a girl a drink yet? Has this, like, been something that you guys have observed with one another?
You mean it doesn't start with A-O, bitch?
I haven't yet.
Okay. John,
what is that? You have to, like, explain that.
I have legit, never bought a drink for a not stripper.
Boom. What?
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. This is the man who was complaining about, I never get pussy. He never buys chicks drinks.
I don't fucking try it all either. Like, once I gained, like, 50 pounds, I just shut down sexually.
Hold on. So, follow-up question to that.
Sure.
Now, do you mean, like, I don't know if I've ever just bought a drink for a random
girl
I didn't know at the bar.
Exactly.
But
I think that's what they're saying, like as an icebreaker, like, "M'lady, would you like a Tom Collins?" See,
or, yeah. Girls are so weird and picky about drinks. I don't know if I, like, what do you buy? Do you buy beer? I don't know.
Yeah,
like, what
do you buy?
Actually, here's a lemon drop.
The real trick of learning how to do it. Me and Jay are lushes. We've been doing this forever.
Yeah.
I learned to buy drinks for, like, dudes, too. If I just, somebody makes me laugh, he clearly is short on cash, or, you know, whatever situation may be, the guy just seems like he's been having a hard day and he's drinking at the bar by himself. Probably like I'm doing.
You sound like you're cruising.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
hard
like.
Hard day, got a secret to keep.
I'm not going to pretend like I have not had my actions misinterpreted by a much older man at a bar before. However,
oh God, yes, that has happened.
You've been buying me drinks all night. Who's misinterpreting what? Here?
Just one, homie. Like, yeah, I'm going to my house. You cannot come with
and
me.
And I'm sorry we don't speak the same language, but jeez, you didn't have to try and kiss me.
Sorry, 57-year-old Vietnamese man
it's
that I
bought
all these drinks
bucks,
for.
It's literally $2, man. Chill.
But I'm just saying, like, sometimes I've had people buy me drinks, too, just for no reason other than, hey, you seem like you're a funny guy. You made me laugh once. Cheers.
I don't have any good bar story.
I want to go out with this guy.
Yeah, I have none of this.
we just did the sports show, but one of my favorite was I went to Jacobs Field, Cleveland Indians.
Okay.
And I was working for Progressive Insurance, where they're based. They bought us all tickets for, it was bleachers, but, you know, you've seen Major League. You get to sit in the bleachers at Jacobs Field with the dudes with the drum.
Yeah, you get AIDS from Charlie Sheen. Yeah. It's an experience.
And we're standing in line just waiting, talking to the guy behind us, who then, as we, you know, we're just going back and forth, he's saying, like, oh, hey, I'm from Wisconsin. It's great to have people not from the Midwest coming to see it. Are you liking it? And when we get to the front of the line, he buys our beers for us.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Yeah. It's an amazing thing. And then it's just like, no, man, you're going to come hang out with us because you're not getting away with that without letting us buy you one afterward. So we hung out with this guy for a couple rounds. I mean, he was with his wife, so at that point it didn't. This is also pre-cell phone. This is like 2002. So, yeah, this is one of those situations where there was nothing to be mistaken about our intentions. We were just a bunch of dudes hanging out at a baseball game.
Oh, you didn't want to pound his fat mac and cheese ass?
So, no, man, it's just sometimes when you're out drinking, the thing about liquor is you get a little more generous with your money sometimes. I think that's one of the whole points of it, is you become a little friendlier.
I just, unless, at default, I am standoffish as fuck. Like, no joke, unless I'm making money off a person, I don't have interest in people. Like, I look at women to fill the spank bank.
This is
like,
true.
The girl who was in the studio next door, she was fucking great. I was just ogling that like a piece of shit, and I don't fucking care.
Yeah, you do not care.
No, I don't, because I'm not a goddamn rapist. I'm not breaking any fucking laws. I'm a creep. That's
you are pretty creepy. I've definitely been with you at Panera before, and you just like will turn around and stare at the chick sitting at the table behind us.
I do not give a fuck at this point.
In my mind, I'm like, we could have just switched seats. Like, you could have just stared at her the whole time instead of having to turn around from the sandwich, man.
Why be subtle? To quote the great Patrice O'Neill, as I age, God has taken my horniness and replaced it with creepiness. I just do not give a shit. No mo. But if I truly get drunk, I am normal. Like, one of the few times I remember I went to some, like, goth bar in Richmond with Jerry and Carly. And, like, this is going to sound pretty out of character for me, but I was, like, it was a Halloween thing, and I remember getting drunk. And by the end of the night, there was just, like, some light-skinned goth girl there, black chick. You say light-skinned, normally you would think light-skinned black girl.
Skinned even.
But yeah, but when you say light-skinned in a goth club, you could just mean like lizard belly white. No, it's just like a light-skinned black chick.
Oh, yeah, no,
and
I remember.
Just fucking making out with her for like an hour. And I'm like, that's not normal me. I'm not a bar guy.
No, that sounds sweet.
You would have loved that because that's Shaco Bottom. Like, you would have loved living
she
there.
She certainly was, Howard.
That sounds like Richmond, yeah.
Yeah, no, you would have loved. You would have loved living in Richmond 10 years ago, man.
No,
Richmond, even now, you could get away with that, I feel like.
Fuck, I mean,
yeah, you could go there now.
You guys are almost triggering. Fuck it, we'll do the bit. We'll do a little bit. We'll get back to my New Year's. We'll get back to everyone's New Year's. But this is where, had I done sort of preparation, we're on the
road. Did you guys know he was going to do this bit? Because I knew he was going to do this bit.
I don't know what's happening.
What? Hold on, I'm just trying to.
But I'm the only one. Everybody else was like surprised.
I saw the outline.
Yeah.
That's the one thing, real quick. There you go.
There you go. I had to go to Richmond. Sorry. I'm not going to. not going to drag this down and make it so we can't monetize it by playing fucking 90 seconds of Belinda Carlisle.
Yeah.
I had to go to Richmond this week to get all of my licensing shit straightened out. Richmond, capital of Virginia, where my business is based.
Richmond, for that purpose, downtown and that part of Richmond is terrible. I'm sure you had to go to East Broad Street where there's like nothing but crackheads in. It's like right before the VCU nursing school.
Yeah. Sounds. I think it was Broad or Bank, one of the two. Let's just say fucking Broad. Why? Yeah. Why?
My grandpa lives on Broad.
And your grandfather is an old crackhead.
And I will say that there's like a other half of Richmond where either in like uptown by like Carytown or downtown like Shaco Bottom, like he was saying, beautiful thing about it is like you guys are saying buying drinks for people. You can go out there and get shit faced for 30, 40 bucks.
Oh, it's amazing.
You don't need, like, you can get a drink and a beer for $5 or $6. You can go to happy hours with rail drinks, mixed cocktails for $2.
I love everything about Richmond. Like, the way a normal person goes to Manhattan.
Girls are hot. They're not bougie.
Thank you. Fucking hell. Like, I love Richmond chicks. They're like smoking
hot. I said that too.
And they're not bougie. You don't need to have a Mercedes in order to approach
anybody. They fucking walk
up.
Yeah. I shit you not. Me. This is me. I had to fucking put on my hoodie, even though I'm hot in the studio because I'm fat, because I looked fatter without the hoodie. And girls will walk up to me in Richmond and be like, hey, what's up? And like want to fucking talk. Yeah. Like, I'm not used to that. I'm just like, here's my wallet. Oh, you're being friendly. Like, it's fucking.
The restaurant scene there is amazing because it's all casual. You can walk into any restaurant, basically. There's like a couple of exceptions that are Old South, but why would you want to go to those places anyway? Most restaurants, you have so many good places to eat, and you can just show up schlubby. It's basically McDonald's rules.
Yeah.
No, I fucking, like, I legit
they also have
think... Pink
at least you only have to have, like, one shoe on in your...
Dude, yeah, that's, you're
they
fucking...
They also have cookouts,
oh, they have
cookouts
all over the place. Yeah. But Richmond, I truly think in like a parallel existence, there's a John that moved to Richmond in like 04, and he's just like normal. Like he married a gorgeous art school girl. Like he's living it up there.
You could like still have that life.
Like, I know, John. Like it's not tomorrow, too late. You talk about like it's too late. Come on.
No, I mean I got the suicide plan for like March at the latest. Like so it's getting there. We're
at the latest.
Yeah.
That's like when I get my bonus, dude. So like just wait.
All right, after that.
Please.
I'll end the Vegas trip with the suicide.
Yeah.
I still have a lot of college friends that live down there and people who either were like from Northern Virginia, who went to school down there and just decided not to leave, or people who left. Like, I have a few friends who went, like, west, who went to, like, California, to Houston, and then decided to come back to Richmond because, you know what? Like, you can buy... Like, give you an example. When I was in school, I lived in, like, the south side of Richmond. For $350 a month, we lived in a two-story house with, like, a half-acre backyard.
And you owned a
$350 a month. Insane. No,
it's crazy, dude.
You have to deal with like the southern racism and like a lot of the bullshit that goes on like kind of in the outer tiers of the city.
Do you mean like deal with by smiling and nodding or
like you drive by like the Confederate monument
every day, it's fucking weird, yeah,
and like all that kind of shit, but like honestly as soon as you get in there, like downtown Richmond is hipster and progressive as shit.
It's not a whole lot in your face, which is
in the city proper,
the city proper.
Yeah, you leave the
outside of the city is fine, but like if you go outside of like if you're like in Henrico County on like the outskirts, then you're
you go to
well,
like
no,
Chesterfield.
Then it's too far in one direction, and then let's be honest, there are some blocks in Richmond where you'll get your teeth kicked
but
in.
But in all honesty, man, you can go like for what it would cost for a little piece of shit condo in Northeast DC here, you can go get like a renovated 2-story house there.
You can
buy.
Live like a king.
Yes.
The women are nice and beautiful.
You've been listening to the Southern Virginia
The speed
podcast.
Of life. No, I just, I want to give you the contrast. The speed of life down there is amazing. The food is, I've never not eaten at a Richmond restaurant. And don't get me wrong, I'm a piece of shit who would eat like hush puppies out of a dumpster.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But like, I know what actual fucking good food is. I don't think I've ever had not amazing food in Richmond. Someone told me this.
A lot
like,
of fucking breweries, all that
oh,
shit.
Oh my, it, just everything. But like, to give you an idea of what a little oasis Richmond is when I managed to sneak back there, heading to my house from Richmond, I noticed what should have been a 2-hour drive was a 3.5-hour drive, according to my GPS. I'm like, huh, what is causing that? Do you know what happened 10 miles before my exit? to give you the contrast of Southern Virginia versus Northern Virginia, a man murdered his wife and then sped off and crashed into about 7 or 8 vehicles on 95. He then pulled over and got into a firefight with the policeman.
Oh, jeez.
And then ended his own life with his gun. So wow. Welcome to Nova. It was like just the like I'm literally eating Richmond barbecue and I'm like, this can't be right, Tony, because I picked up my friend who lives in Stafford halfway down. Fucking, I'm like, this can't be right. The extra 90 minutes, what is going on? I'm like, let's kill some more time. So we go to the ice cream parlor.
Kill some
like,
time.
Like, yeah, proud, like a proud gay couple. And we eat our fucking ice cream. It doesn't clear up. Then my mom starts texting me, like, ghetto-ass news report. She's just like, shootings on 95. Were you
it's
here?
A World Star Hip Hop link.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, yeah, so... As Richmond is in my rear view, I'm now getting my phone buzzing saying murders right next to where
That's
you're.
That's crazy.
It was just fucking hit it on the head. The contrast.
Now, I will say
but that doesn't make Richmond good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did a man kill his wife and cops in Richmond? No.
So in the
case
same...
closed. Learn to argue better, dummy.
No, so in the same thing, that means that, like, Franklin, New Hampshire is really awesome because somebody died in Northern Virginia.
Yeah. Now you're getting the law.
Okay, now.
Now you're understanding lawyer talk.
I can't argue it. I can't argue it.
Yeah, I will say that for all the good of Richmond and the, you know, the cheap housing, the, you know, the pleasant people for the most part, the delicious food, the cheap drinks, that it's still kind of like a tiny little city, like on
it's
the outskirts
tiny.
Of wherever, and it's a trap. And I remember I remember that like feeling. I lived there for a year after I finished college, and I remember feeling like holy shit, if I don't get out of here right now, I'm gonna be stuck here for the next 15
years. I like this guy.
Yeah. And I'm gonna have two sleeve tattoos.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a handlebar mustache.
I like this.
I'm gonna have.
You're gonna stay in Richmond
I'm gonna
forever.
Is that
child,
so bad?
You're gonna be riding a unicycle at age 60.
Yeah. I'll be working as like a bartender until I'm 45 years old.
No, you're right.
And it's there's like the amount of opportunity.
You're
going to
learn magic, for Christ's sake.
It's true. Yeah. Okay, I just try to pull puss. Here's a coin from your ear.
Yeah.
Eventually, like the magic people will come by and the hipsters will come by and the unicycle people
I mean, I will say, though,
by.
if you're trying to get into art, you're going to do far better in Richmond than in D.C.
You can.
Yeah.
But you need to get the
hell
out
after
you're done with it.
But if like you ever want to make any actual like money in life, like there's no money. Like there's no way to like actually make a profit down there unless you're like a sharecropper or some shit.
They have a decent commercial market though.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, they have a decent commercial market.
There are a lot of like big businesses. Oh really? Okay.
There's a lot of banks. There's a lot of insurance companies and stuff like that. And I know.
But that's a very like it's kind of a niche. Like that's
it's good money if you're a lawyer.
Yeah, okay. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Especially if you're an advocate.
But I like
for
traps.
Smoking
like,
cigarettes.
That's like being with like, a girl
ones,
who sucks a mean cock and she's got like firm D's and you're like, but I don't think she's the one. But
yeah,
like,
you know what?
I'm gonna
I can
take
live
10
a life
years
like
to come
that.
To that conclusion.
I can live
exactly,
a life like
exactly.
that. Absolutely. I didn't.
Fuck. I've been in worse
I didn't
traps.
I need your 10-year.
I'm at my mom's house. That's a trap. I get fed. I have cats. I don't pay rent. That's a fucking trap.
That's not a good blowjob.
Mm. No, I'm sure she was a selfish lover. If she sucked a better dick, my dad would be alive. Let's just put that out.
Like, fucking, right?
Like, you don't let cancer kill you if you're getting your cock sucked right.
I'm just saying, like, if you host a podcast and your livelihood is as a locksmith, I think you would not see a huge income drop-off. You might actually see more money in your pocket at the end of the month.
Oh, if he was in Richmond, he could probably make a killing. Are you kidding me?
Richmond Me sounds amazing.
They're stacked on top of
What else does Richmond Me do? Does he get some?
Drinks IPAs, and yeah, definitely gets some. Like,
ooh.
Hooks up with, like, college chicks.
Oh, Richmond Me is the man.
It is pretty cool.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What tattoos do I have?
You definitely have, like...
You've got an anchor on your forearm.
Yeah. I can live with that.
I would say the original set of Pokemon available to Ash in the games. Like Charmander, Squirtle, and, like, Bulbasaur.
The Holy Trinity?
He is a Pikachu on his right calf, and he is a Charmander on his left calf. Yeah.
Oh,
but also he has
Blastoise on his penis for when he gets big.
Yes. Fuck. I like Richmond me.
You're going to have a visible Greek tattoo so people know your ethnicity.
Nice.
Yeah. If,
unless they couldn't tell already. That.
Yeah, that's true. No, I...
Big gyro tattoo.
I like everything about this guy. He sounds like a great time.
Oh, yeah, no. You have a stomach tattoo that is Old English, and it says Big Gyro. Right across just like your stomach, right above your belly button.
Gyro life.
It says Big Gyro.
Wow. Fuck, man.
Big Gyro. Gyro.
Richmond me is like better than I dare imagine.
His dad hates that we say Gyro.
He did. He was like, you're in America. Call it a gyro now.
Which I've always find hilarious.
It was great
like that.
Because
I always call it a gyro, but...
Oh,
in
man.
In front of John, I'm like, it's
I should have done New Year's me in Richmond. Fuck. I would have been like half at the mansion.
Yeah, you would have had a good time.
Oh, God, yeah.
Ah, shit.
Yo, next year, let's just rent a house out in Richmond. It can't be that expensive.
No, I'm pretty sure you could
it
do
it.
It
might be tipping. It might be around 400 now, so I don't know.
Oh, if we can my God. That.
Yeah.
For a month.
Wouldn't
think
that
about
be
that.
Terrible.
That was like with utilities, I think.
Oh,
again, a friend of mine who just moved back there, who like got a tech job in Houston, moved back to Richmond. Him and his wife just bought and like renovated a house for $300,000.
What is that? Like, I don't make bad money, and yet the property here is so obscene that when people are like, "Do you want to get anything?" I'm like, "Fuck."
The house, why their house, would easily be like tipping like. 900,000 to a million.
Oh my God.
And again, and it's not that far. It's 100 miles away. It's a 90-minute drive.
Just far enough that you couldn't commute from there to DC.
Exactly,
that's the main reason why.
Exactly. And that's what pisses me off. If Richmond was Baltimore distance from DC, I'd fucking live there.
But then it would be more expensive.
Yes.
Of course.
We would be bunkmates, dude.
Yeah.
I call top.
I'd also live in Baltimore.
Well, we've always
more jobs.
I have a lot
that
of coworkers who live in Baltimore.
I think literally
to DC.
All of us who live on the 95 corridor just have this scenario like, when are they going to give us those Japanese bullet trains? Because like, I just want
so
to buy.
I was able to do that, but it's because my boss used to have her office at Union Station. So I live by Penn Station, which is pretty hood in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just like, everybody was like, oh, you're living there? That's kind of ghetto. And I'm like, it is. An hour on the MARC train. Whereas, like, when I lived in Alexandria Community Union Station, I spent 40 minutes in the car swearing.
Just to get to...
Hating life.
Yeah, and it's just like, why am I paying more for a lower quality of life when there's things about Baltimore to like? I can just focus on the lifestyle things, but bottom line was
so
I had more
food.
Money in my pocket at the end of every month. And I enjoyed my life more, like, being a resident of Baltimore versus... You know, just I get tired of the D.C. area.
Dude, D.C.
I'm kind of refraining this show, but yeah.
No, I don't care. Like, I fucking years ago, there was a beautiful young co-ed that listened to this show, and she was going to go to grad school. Like, she fucking great chick. And she had grad school options, and she listened so intently that she skipped coming here. She was like, I got into Georgetown. I'm just not going to go. And I was like...
See, it's...
I suddenly regretted
D.C.
everything
D.C. is very different for different people. Like, if you're... cute co-ed, DC is a wonderful city because you're either going to have an opportunity to make a lot of money or meet someone who makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
And yeah, for like dudes, like, I don't know, for dudes like us, especially like it's just a little different, you know,
you don't
come for money. If you don't have a family or a family friend who's either a consultant or a lobbyist or something like that, like it's kind of a rough go, man. Like good luck trying to keep up with everyone else who's got a little bit of a leg up on you.
I definitely don't dress up either. I'm not a preppy looking fuck, which is kind of how you can play the game. Do you know the only scene I've managed to plug into in this place in the last year?
The goth scene.
Yes, exactly. Hardcore goth, a rivet head thing. No. The improv shit that I do with Pedro over here.
What's
and
up,
I didn't
bro?
Even get to go. Like, our improv teacher invited us to really like a Caligula sex party at his house. It was
There was like at least 3 people. He was like, who wants to be buried in the sand? And I was like, guys, don't do it. Don't do
I've
it.
I've seen this
he
scene.
Owns a tractor. This is crazy.
I'm just saying though, like the improv scene in DC is the size of an improv scene for a much smaller city, like Richmond. I mean, that's the complaint about D.C. is like such a small percentage of people here know how to relax and have a good time.
Did I tell you that? So Elizabeth, you know,
it's mostly people who are. Sorry.
My friend from Richmond, she lives down there. She was at like a Starbucks or some coffee shop, saw my poster for improv veterans class.
That's hilarious.
Down in Richmond.
Shit.
So
look at that, man.
That's pretty awesome. Man. We're bigger than we think we are. Nice. We're spreading.
Look at this.
We've got tentacles, bro.
I was showing.
He sent me that photo.
Nice.
I remember. AJ's got the Papa's Basement sticker. By the way, if you're listening to this, and if you want any Papa's Basement stickers, we'll mail you whatever the fuck you want. Just email inpapasbasement@gmail.com, and Pete or I will take care of it.
I will certainly take care of it.
There you go. I'm glad you picked that up. Pete. I was kind of psyched because I had been taken like my last three New Year's, and
I will find you.
My
special set of skills.
Yeah, my ex was kind of a. I'm not on Tinder that much, by the way. But like, how many chicks for you guys that are on Tinder, Pete, post that fucking modified taken thing as a status where it's like, I have a special set of skills. They're referring to like fucking.
No, I always get Beats, Bears, and Battlestar Galactica. And it is.
How do you not want to fuck every single one of those women?
Because I'm like, you were so predictable and also just probably insane because you don't have a real set of skills.
Just do like the entire Dwight mustard yellow shirt thing.
Yeah, I could do that.
And
call me a slut. Call me a stupid slut.
That didn't make sense.
Michael calling him a stupid slut for telling him that, you know, depression is just another.
Oh, okay.
Word for.
Just gonna keep it rolling. I yes-handed you.
I don't know my office
yes,
then.
Yes,
I don't know my office then. That well.
I've given it
yeah,
a couple
just
run
through, bro.
In the pantheon of my TV watching, being like, I've watched the entire series twice, like, I'm a novice at that
I have
series,
watched so. Maybe 13 episodes.
Oh.
Of the whole series?
Of
wow.
The whole freaking
man, no
wonder. I'm a piece of shit who's, I think, probably watched the whole thing three times.
There you go, exactly.
I watched the outtakes a lot.
Oh.
It's the only part I think
big,
is funny.
Are you big on the Nard Dog? Is he your guy?
No, actually.
He's my least. Are we going to do this, really? Are we going to do this right now?
Yeah. I don't think...
He's my least favorite character in that entire season.
He was good for like two seasons. Yeah, like they fucked him at the end and made him a gigantic asshole. And at the beginning, he wasn't very likable either. And right in the middle, there's like a couple seasons you didn't hate him.
Him and what is her name?
Aaron.
The whole thing between them just took so long to develop. By
for
the time
nothing.
It actually happened, I didn't give a shit. I'm like, I don't
for
care. You can
nothing.
Both die.
Yeah, they just made little bitch Jim and Pam like 2.0. They're like, we blew our wad with those two. Let's go through it again. So real fast, let's just do New Year's and then we gotta fucking roll out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I was at least kind of pumped because I do okay around that theater. Like people think I'm funny at improv. I was like, I might get a New Year's fucking kiss. I don't care if it's from Sean at this fucking point. At least someone, because like the last 3 years, I was like, I don't want to run down my ex, but fuck, man, we never went out for shit on New Year's, which was kind of a blessing and a curse. I'm more AJ's cup of tea, so I kind of like just not going out, period. But like,
yeah, but you're with somebody.
Yeah, but at least like 2 years of that, I think we went to bed before midnight. Now, that's unfucking forgivable. Like, we were true like grandma and grandpa level shit.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So this was like the first time in years where I wanted to go out, and then I was pretty goddamn sick, so I wound up staying home. And it was just my mom doing all her New Year's rituals where I don't know if it's a Greek thing or just an OCD thing where she bakes a cake and then hides a coin in it. And that whoever, then she slices up said cake. And the slices are for like the brother and the mother and you and the house and business. And
she knows where the coin is.
She does. Well, she should. Like, she should rig the fucking game and get it every year. She wasn't a damn dunce.
Yeah.
But yeah, she does that.
Otherwise,
we have that.
She's picking favorites.
And she does like she does all these stupid, like every culture's like lucky thing. She'll steal that. So I think we have like sauerkraut cooking and ham and black eyed peas cooking because we're like fucking, we grew up in slave shacks apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It's just horrible. I couldn't take it. So like to have some story for New Year's, I opened up my drawer, like my fun drawer, as I call it. It's got all my cash in case I murder. and it's got my Mexican Viagra.
I know where this is going.
It's got my Cialis. It's got a bunch of other pills, and it's got some shrooms. And I just grabbed a couple handfuls of shrooms. Like, not enough to really, like, turn my balls off.
Haven't shared those yet.
But,
thank
like,
you.
You shut your eyes. I saw a couple fireworks. And it rejuvenated me, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be different this year. And I just woke up and did nothing, and nothing changed.
Hey,
nothing
it's still the first
maybe
week,
it
man.
Has
you got time this year to get some shit
maybe
done.
You're still on them.
Time to become Richmond me. No, I took a little bit more, like, right before the show, because I was a little tired.
So thanks
I took,
a lot.
I'll bring it.
Really could have used
if
that.
If you guys all want to do shrooms next week, like, I still have a fuck
yes.
ton of shrooms.
Oh, so anyways, guys, party at my house in about 3 to 4 weeks. This
party
is
at the Moon Tower?
Not a joke. All jokes aside, having a party at my house in about
okay.
3 to 4.
Are listeners invited?
Maybe 5. Every listener.
Will you finally
everybody.
Get fisted by Roberto Samoya?
I don't know about all that.
Our gay listener.
One finger. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, that's still straight.
That's it, dude. Yeah. He looks like he has big hands. I don't
yeah.
Oh,
he can
like
milk
it.
A prostate.
I'm not into it. He's a really great guy.
Yeah. Oh, no, man.
No.
I think
no
he knows how to finger a butt. Like, you're going to be like toothpaste tube with a hammer. Just.
It's going to be bad, dude. So, yeah, and I'm not trying, you know, it's just plenty of other people I got to please that night. He's not going to be the only one.
Okay.
So, like, Roberto, just, like, cool your jets. You'll have your, you'll have your.
You'll have your reckoning with Pete's ass one day.
It'll be fun. but I do want to throw a party. In okay. the next, like, 3 to 4 to maybe 5 weeks, sometime, like, in the beginning of February or the end of this month. So, yeah, all the local listeners, you are 100% invited. Keep that in mind. I know that it takes you guys a couple...
We gotta go. Dan gave us the fuck you signal.
It takes you guys a couple of weeks to listen to these episodes. But please, listen, hit me up.
Party.
Let me know you want to come to the party.
The party.
And it's gonna kick ass.
AJ, thank you, buddy. I hope you come again.
No, thank you guys for having me. I'd love to be on again.
That would make me happy. Howard, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And just so you know, baby, my newborn coincidentally just turned 21. So, yeah.
Nice.
Drinks for everyone.
Will it drink? That's impressive. And, you know, thank you to Richmond John, because he's really the guy that I'm living
yeah,
for.
When can he come hang out?
Oh, fuck. That guy sounds amazing. He should just kill me. Hope do some Mayan ritual. Hope I reincarnate as Richmond John.
We just all need right. to feed you something where you grow balls. That's the part where we get you down there.
Nice. All right. Till the next one. InPapa'sBasement.com. Every episode there. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.